I'm Paul Wegraff, director of the Delaware Division of the Arts, and your host for today. Joining me in this studio today is David Stradley, the producing artistic director of the Delaware Shakespeare Festival, here to, in your words, David, talk about all things Shakespeare.
All things in 25 minutes or less.
So, just some wonderful work you're doing. I was able to attend a program you did a month or so ago that was sort of the culmination of some outreach activities, really creative work related to this summer's production of The Comedy of Errors. Let's back up for a moment for our listeners, those who aren't quite as familiar with the Shakespeare Festival, and tell us, just give us a little bit of background about the organization, how you've gotten to be where you are today.
Right. The Delaware Shakespeare Festival is 14 years old,
wow.
And the company started as a summer-only company. For the first 3 years, we performed on the grounds of Archmere Academy, and then 3 years after that, as our audience was growing, we moved out to Rockwood Park in North Wilmington, and we do one show every summer outdoors. It's a really wonderful community event. We keep ticket prices as low as we can so that as many members of the community as possible can come out and see the productions. But in the last 3 to 4 years, we really started expanding out into other parts of the year. We do a fun series of holiday events, one called Shakespeare Poe around Halloween, one called Shakespeare and St. Valentine around Valentine's Day. And those are, you know, thematically aligned readings from Shakespeare, from Edgar Allan Poe, and then from, you know, Shakespeare and Valentine, from other romantic authors. And then, yeah, with this Community Cornerstone program that you were referring to, we've started really doubling down on our work with the community and making sure that the plays that we do are connecting and resonating with lots of different elements and groups in our community. And then this fall, we are taking our boldest new step since the founding of the company in 2003 with the launch of the Delaware Shakespeare Community Tour. This will be a second full Shakespeare production, and it'll be a production that is specifically built to travel to underserved and non-traditional audiences in places like homeless shelters and detention facilities and low-income community centers. And we'll be kicking that off this fall with Pericles. So as of this year, we have two full productions, which are kind of our poles. We have our summer festival and then our community tour. And then we supplement that with various what we kind of call bonus programs, small-scale reading events, partnered events, collaborative events that fill out our year.
Really fascinating how the programming has expanded and the community outreach. Could you speak to – I mean, I've seen two growth elements in particular. One is the audiences, but the other is the professionals that you have engaged mm-hmm. in the productions. I don't think it's a secret to the radio audience that I'm a performer myself, not with a Shakespeare Festival. As I've often said, I don't do Shakespeare because you can't ad lib your way out of Shakespeare. But I know from the theater community that you are drawing from a broader and broader geographic range, and the festival has really, the reputation mm-hmm. of the festival has really grown. Could you speak to that both from the audience perspective as well as the actor
sure.
perspective?
Yeah, our audiences have exponentially grown in the last few years. You know, our summer festival about 2 years ago was kind of averaging 2,500 people coming out over the course of the 3 weeks. The last 2 years, we've been at 3,500 people mm-hmm. coming out to see that. We're hoping for another bump this year. We're investing more in marketing, and you know, we have plenty of room out at Rockwood Park, so we can fit people out there. But yeah, and artistically, we have also seen a really wonderful growth surge in the last few years. As our audience grows, more ticket sales happen, more donations happen, and we are able to take that income and pour it directly back into the talent that is seen on our stage. So our performers have started, people that have better and better credits, you know, bigger and bigger theaters in the Delaware and Philadelphia region. Mm-hmm. For most of our history, we were a non-equity company. For listeners that don't know, the union for professional actors in the United States is called Actors Equity Association. And last year for Taming of the Shrew, we used our first equity actor, and that was a really wonderful step forward for the company. A great actor named Charlie Del Marcel, who had just won the Barrymore Award mm-hmm. for Best Actor. Mm-hmm. The Community Tour production will feature four equity actors in it. And even our non-equity actors actors have just been actors that are that have a lot more experience and working with you know some of the best theaters in the area. And our audience is noticing. They keep saying, "Wow, it just keeps getting better and better every year." So yeah, it's a really exciting time. We're really grateful that people in the community are noticing the growth, are appreciating the more stuff that we're doing and the higher quality that we're having, and that they are reciprocating with higher donations and more interest and more people coming to the shows.
Now, this summer show, The Comedy of Errors, why? I mean, not in a, you don't have to be defensive. Why that play this year?
Right. We don't have a formula per se of our scheduling, but if you look back over our history, we kind of go between a serious play, a really well-known comedy, and then a not as well-known comedy for our summer festival. So 2 years ago we did Hamlet. Last year we did Taming of the Shrew, which is a really well-known comedy. So we, as a Shakespeare company, we see it as part of our mission is to make sure our audience is seeing all of the plays. Well, not all of them. We're probably never going to do Timon of Athens. but that, we're not just going to trot out every year Midsummer Night's Dream and As You Like It, but, wanting to share all of what Shakespeare wrote. Comedy of Errors has always been one of my kind of personal favorites. I really enjoy the not necessarily obscure Shakespeare plays, but the ones that, aren't looked at as necessarily as masterpieces. And Comedy of Errors is just a joyous, joyous play. And it seemed like the right time to do that. And I think next year we'll probably be going in more of a serious direction. But that was the main implement, reason behind it. We had just done a really well-known comedy the previous summer. So now it's an attempt to do something not as well-known, but still wonderful and fun.
Now, I know people who are not familiar with Shakespeare are not regular attendees of Shakespeare. There is sometimes that concern that I'm not going to understand what's going on. I'm not going to understand the language. Could you speak to how the Delaware Shakespeare Festival makes those works accessible in a in a comfortable way where the audience member can really grasp what's going on and appreciate what's going on?
I think one of the main things we do, particularly with our summer festival, is it's just a relaxed environment. A lot of times people come to see Shakespeare and they think, all right, I gotta pay attention, I gotta listen really hard, I'm gonna get every single word. And when you do that, I mean, that's not how we listen to people. We don't sit there and going, I'm gonna get every single word that Paul says. We let the words wash over us, we pick it up, and we understand it. You come outdoors, you come to Rockwood Park, you have your picnic, you're sitting there, you're relaxed, you're already not quite in that realm of, oh my gosh, I'm seeing Shakespeare, I have to listen super, super, super hard to this. So I think that's one part of it. But then as a company, we just work to really enjoy the language and to make it fun to listen to. When Shakespeare's original audience would have gone to see a play, they actually wouldn't have said, I'm going to see a play. They actually said, I'm going to hear a play, because it was an oral experience. Mm-hmm. So we just work to make sure that, yes, we literally know what we're saying. I mean, I'll stop rehearsal and go, okay, do you really know what you're saying there? Because if the actor doesn't really know what they're saying, there's no chance in heck that the audience is going to be able to know what they're saying. But then we just pay attention to, okay, what does that word sound like? What does it feel like? And we just have fun with the language. I literally, for Christmas this year, bought myself 5 colored rubber balls. And we use those in rehearsals just to make sure that we're engaged in the language play. There's a lot of rhyming in Comedy of Errors. So during our rehearsal process, when every time there's a rhyme, we'll pick up these balls and throw them back and forth. So we're having fun with the language, and that fun, that enjoyment, hopefully, goes out into the audience and makes the audience be like, oh, this is just fun language stuff. Mm-hmm. There's really interesting things going on. And, like most professional productions of Shakespeare, like any production of Shakespeare, the scripts are slightly edited. An unedited Shakespeare play would probably last 3.5-4 hours, although Comedy of Errors is one of the shorter ones. And one of the things we do look for when we make those edits is if there are words or passages that have just completely changed in meaning over the 400 years. We're like, we'll just leave that out. So we aim to streamline the script so they're as understandable as possible, and then just make sure that as performers we are having fun and making it as clear as possible.
Mm-hmm. Now, are there any specific activities that you engage with the actors in the rehearsal process? Mm-hmm. I mean, some plays, dramas, you learn the lines, you talk about character, but are there specific activities with regard to the language?
Yeah, I mean, we actually have on staff for the summer someone called a text coach, who is at most of our rehearsals, who is listening, who is giving advice. You know, each actor has a 30-minute kind of coaching session with her as we start rehearsals, as we go through the script and make sure that they know what's going on with the language, that they're having understanding of how the rhythm is functioning. There is someone whose whole job is just to be there and to be paying attention to the text. And, you know, I'm directing Comedy of Errors, and, you know, I'm very tuned into what the text is doing. But, you know, it's nice to have a special person who's just there to listen to that and help the actors out with it.
Great.
And, you know, the other thing we do as far as just making the audience feel comfortable with it is at the Summer Festival, you know, we open up the ground 75 minutes before the show for picnicking and pre-show entertainment. And all of that pre-show entertainment is yes, fun, but it's also there to start to subliminally get out the plot, get out the themes, so that the audience has a sense before the play even begins of what they're getting into, so that by the time the play starts, they in some way feel like they're already a little bit of an expert on the play, so then they can just sit back and relax.
Mm-hmm. I want to continue in this direction, but first remind our listeners that you are tuned into News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV for Delaware State of the Arts. Joining me in the studio today is David Stradley, the producing artistic director of the Delaware Shakespeare Festival. We're talking about this summer's production of The Comedy of Errors. David, we've been talking a little bit about working with the actors, and you mentioned the text coach. I know that throughout the year, Delaware Shakespeare Festival has been involved in some activities that address themes, which I think is really interesting. I mean, Shakespeare is, you know, his works are 400 years old. So could you talk a little bit about how you work with those themes and some of the community engagement you've been involved with? I know I was able to see something you did not too long ago, really, at the Delaware Art Museum and the Latin American Community Center. Just some fascinating work.
Yeah, we're very passionate about making sure that Shakespeare connects and resonates with our current experiences. So every year, each spring, in the lead up to our summer festival, we do what we call our Community Cornerstone program. And that takes various forms, but it always aims to engage the community in dialogue around themes from the summer production that connect to modern life. So The Comedy of Errors can be looked at as the story of the confusing experiences that three newcomers have when they arrive in a foreign land. So we thought, let's really look at that. Let's see what that is actually like. Comedy of Errors is sometimes dismissed as just this farce that's not really about anything serious at all, but there's some real stuff going on in this play. So we reached out to the Latin American Community Center, say, would you like to partner with us and engage in an 8-week playwriting workshop where members of the Latino immigrant community write stories about their experiences arriving in America that connect back to specific moments in Comedy of Errors? You know, in Comedy of Errors, these newcomers to the land of Ephesus, you know, have confusing experiences with law enforcement. They have confusing experiences with commerce, with buying and selling. You know, there's confusing interpersonal relationships going on. And then there are places that they seek sanctuary. At one point in the play, in the midst of all this confusion, one of these newcomers, you know, goes to the church and you know, takes that as their sense of protection. So we engaged in this playwriting workshop. And conveniently, the Delaware Art Museum also had an art exhibit this spring that was on that same topic. They had their wonderful Our America, the Latino Presence in American Art exhibit. So we engaged in 8 weeks of playwriting workshops. We took a visit to the exhibit so the playwrights could find artwork that applied to their stories. And then we had a final community sharing of that at the art museum where we had slides that showed the artwork that inspired them. The playwrights got to talk a little bit about where their story came from. We read short passages from Comedy of Errors so the audience could see how these things connect. And it was really eye-opening. And again, you go from the specific to the universal. So we were specifically focusing on the Latino experience. But at the discussion afterwards, a man stood up with a British accent and said, you know, I came to America 35 years ago from England. Mm-hmm. But my sense of confusion was just the same as what you were speaking of today with your experiences.
Even without the language being a barrier for him. Yeah, it was really fascinating.
And we've been using those experiences, you know, to try to ground our actors in the fact that this isn't just a farce. You know, during the rehearsal process, I was like, hey, here's a story that, you know, one of these members of the Latino community shared with us. You know, that's what's going on here. You know, when you show up at in a foreign land and you think all of your money has been stolen, that's a serious issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it was really eye opening to be able to have Shakespeare, enlighten something about the Latino experience, but then also have the Latino experience enlighten something about Shakespeare.
Mm-hmm. Now, this spring was a milestone year for Shakespeare. Refresh my memory and tell the audience what you did. I participated in it. It was a lot of fun.
In 1616, Shakespeare passed away. So those of you who are good with your math know that this is 2016, so this marks the 400th anniversary of Shakespeare's death, which the Shakespeare world is trying to spin a little more positively and call the 400th anniversary of Shakespeare's legacy in the world. So on April 22nd, which was one day before the actual anniversary, we did what we called Shakespeare Day and gathered over 50 community volunteers in front of the Grand Opera House and went through lines of dialogue from every single one of Shakespeare's 38 plays in 47 minutes and 47 seconds, and it was wonderful. We had, we specifically didn't pick, performers, although Paul is a performer.
Thanks.
And did a wonderful job with Tina Betts on Much Ado About Nothing. But, our theme for that day, and really for all of our organization, is Shakespeare is for everyone.
Yeah.
So we had people, we had bankers, we had lawyers, we had, real estate receptionists, mm-hmm. we had, teachers, a little bit of everyone giving it their own spin and having fun with it. And it was a really wonderful day. And we were only thinking it as a one-time event, but we had several of the participants say, "So you're doing this next year?"
Yeah, it was fun. And it was interesting to see, the passersby, mm-hmm. stop and listen. It was really a great way to sort of present Shakespeare and celebrate that milestone.
And we weren't sure how many people we would have show up, but we had over 200 people in front of the Grand. Yeah. And our friends at Downtown Visions actually had to shut down Market Street right in front of the Grand for the hour we were there because so many people were coming out. So after 400 years, Shakespeare still has the ability to cause trouble.
Yeah. No, it was a lot of fun. It was great. Could you speak a little bit about some of the other outreach programs you have? And I'd love to hear a little more about this tour that you have coming up in the fall.
Big thing that we're excited about because it's the biggest thing we've done since the company founded is launching a second full production. And as I said, one of our goals is to make Shakespeare accessible to as many people in our community as possible. Our vision statement is simply, we envision a Delaware where people from all walks of life celebrate and explore their shared humanity through Shakespeare's plays. So again, I said, we keep our summer ticket prices as low as possible. We're the lowest professional theater ticket in Delaware. But even then, we know that there are people who still can't afford that $18 ticket or people that still just can't physically get out to Rockwood Park. So we are taking a production of Shakespeare's Pericles on the road for 3 weeks this November. Taking it into homeless shelters, taking it into prisons, taking it into community centers, all throughout the state. This first year, it's mainly focused in Newcastle, but we are doing at least 3 and perhaps 4 performances in Kent and Sussex County. It's all about taking Shakespeare back to its roots. Mm-hmm. Shakespeare, from the very beginning, was for all of his community, not just people that could pay high ticket prices.
The groundlings, right?
Yes, the groundlings are those people that paid a penny and stood right up close to the stage.
Right.
And
right.
It's going to be purposely very intimate. We're, these audiences, we're going to maximum around 100 people. Yeah. And they'll be seated in a round. And we're not going to be performing in theater spaces. These will be in cafeterias, in conference rooms, in, gymnasiums. Mm-hmm. And then in addition to those 12 tour performances, we'll be doing 4 public performances at the Delaware History Museum on Market Street.
Now, why Pericles?
Yeah, Pericles is a play about everything life throws at you. It's a play about a prince who has it all and then loses it all multiple times over and then through a series of, remarkable events is restored. So our hope in taking this play to non-traditional audiences, people that are living, at the margins of our community, mm-hmm. living at the extremes of their life, that this is a play that hopefully will respect and resonate with their life experiences, but also provide a light at the end of the tunnel.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating. So tell me, probably the broadest question I've asked, what does Shakespeare have for us today?
He has the ability to put his finger on what it is to be a human being, I think, better than any other writer that was working. I mean, even his silly plays like Comedy of Errors, you hear a line and you're just like, oh, that's what it's like. One of these characters who spends his whole life searching for his lost brother, has this one beautiful line, says, "I to the world am like a drop of water, that seeking my, you know, my brother out, you know, that drop falls in the ocean and is lost there." And it's just like, yeah, that's what that feels like. Mm-hmm. You know, the great English British playwright Tom Stoppard said, "I believe that the right words and the right combination have the power to nudge the world a little bit." And I think Shakespeare put more right words in the right combination than any other, you know, person out there. And it still applies 400 years later to men, to women, to, you know, Europeans, to Latinos, to, you know, it cuts across it all, mm-hmm. and just makes us go, oh yeah, that's what it's like to
and
be alive.
Is it fair to say that, I mean, his literary works really serve as a foundation for much of playwriting? I mean, in terms of, you know, how he structured plays and presented
characters? Yeah, absolutely.
Characters.
I mean, it's hard to find a great work of literature that at least some way or other doesn't refer back to Shakespeare. I mean, the huge hit right now, right, in the theater world is Hamilton. Mm-hmm. And you listen to that, and he quotes Macbeth. He quotes, you know, other, you know, playwrights today are still building and being inspired by what Shakespeare did. And not just playwrights. I mean, Opera Delaware just did their wonderful Spring Opera Festival, mm-hmm. with, you know, right. Hamlet and Falstaff.
Yeah.
You know, Shakespeare is so huge, so epic that, you know, artists of every kind want to jump in and be inspired.
Well, we've got about 30 seconds left, so a final plug for this summer's festival where people
final
can find
plug,
more
yeah.
information.
Come on out July 15th through the 31st at Rockwood Park to see the Comedy of Errors. You can get your tickets at delshakes.org, or you can just show up the night of the festival and get your tickets at the park as well.
Great. And you're also going to be appearing, I believe, at the Freeman Stage.
After we finish at Rockwood, we'll go down August 4th and do a one night only at the Freeman Stage.
Well, this is great. David Stradley, the producing artistic director of the Delaware Shakespeare Festival. It's been great talking to you about Shakespeare, the upcoming Comedy of Errors at Rockwood Park. Thanks so much for joining us.
Great. Thanks for the time, Paul.